Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
It's going great. Lots of people excited to go solar, and they want to do it before the end of the year. And
wow. How long is that?
Less than 2 months, and you know, it's tax credit season. People made a lot of them. I don't know all of the ins and outs, but they really want to get the tax credit for this year, the 30% tax credit that comes with solar. But we have to not only start the project, finish the project, we have to get the PG&E interconnection. And even 60 days doesn't sound like too, you know, it certainly sounds possible. It's just this time of year, permit offices really slow down and the weather gets goofy. And then, before you know it, we're December 25th and people are calling Christmas Day saying, when are you going to finish my project? And so, it's probably not. So,
wow. It's not because of a lot of, I think the majority of times it's permit related.
Permits, weather, staffing, the permit offices, since they're government employees, they save up their vacation and they take it at the end of the year. And there's not like, three or four people that are on standby that are going to jump in and take over that person's job. It just piles up. So when that person comes back from vacation, they have a nice fat pile to go through and they're not really in a big hurry to get through it.
But PG&E is very different, right? They have plenty of.
I think PG&E is having a severe staffing problem. Lots and lots of times when we start a project, that is certainly not the person we're finishing that project with. So,
wow.
And a lot of times you would think that there'd be the next person would take over and they would look in the inbox of the email. Nope. They kind of just wait for you to respond and say, hey, anything happening with my project? And they're like, who dis? And you got to start all over. Customer not so excited about that, but in any event,
I'm experiencing it as well.
Adventures. Yes, we get a lot of that, and it's not unique, but it is interesting. And so, we're doing our best, and we're getting projects approved and projects installed, and lots of happy customers, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then lots of people who, we just got to set them up from the beginning. That it might take a while to get their Tesla Powerwall installed, or to get their commercial battery parking structure done and all that kind of stuff. So it takes a while. One of the things I definitely wanted to talk about, you mentioned it a couple podcasts ago, is that PG&E is wanting to increase rates, big surprise, but this one is a massive one. The last I saw was a 26% increase they're looking for, which it's my mouth is on the ground still. So that's
in 1 year?
Like 3 months, they want to get it approved for 2024. So so as net energy metering drops down, the carrot, and the tax credit did go up to 30%. So that's a carrot. But the stick of these ever increasing electricity rates is going to even things out. So, all the people, and so solar, what it'll make is solar will make a lot more sense. And even though residential solar in California is down 80%, which is, if you think about it, at the peak, there were 1,300 solar companies in Northern California alone. Mm-hmm. And 80% of them have gone away or in the process of going away.
Wow.
Sunlight Financial just filed for bankruptcy. They were big, super, super low interest rate, high dealer fee company. Which means if your solar project was, say, $30,000, they would add on a 30% dealer fee. So you can get that 2.99% financing. And so instead of borrowing $30,000, you're borrowing $39,000. And so they would add on a huge chunk so you could get that low interest rate. So we weren't fans, but they're gone. Well, they're restructuring and in bankruptcy and all that stuff. So not good for a lot of people in those businesses.
That's a lot of jobs.
Lots and lots of jobs. I did get a call from an entire crew that's more in Central California, but they were basically saying, today's Monday. My crew came into work and they said we're laid off. And so do you have any projects for us? And I'm like,
wow.
Well, that's not how it works. We have to bring you on and all that stuff. But they're like, well, we need to do something. And I said, I hear you, bro. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
But an entire, I think it was an 8-person crew got laid off with no notice coming into work on a Monday. I was like, man, couldn't you do them, Friday afternoon? let them know. But that's really tough. And it's getting more and more common where I'm seeing lots and lots of people who have sold solar projects and the company's been paid. And now the company is going out of business without paying their salespeople. And owing thousands and thousands. There's one really huge company in Northern California. They have over 3,000 Google reviews, compared to our, 100 and something, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're super huge door knocking company, not just in California. They are Arizona, Texas, Florida. And they are also really struggling to pay their salespeople too. So that's not good. And
how does a potential customer like our listeners, how do they vet that? Like what did, I mean, you, do you,
it's really ask, difficult. It's really difficult them? Because
you guys going out of business soon. Yeah, I know. Are you looking for a job?
Well, it's a great question. Not exactly what I want to talk about, but we did have this exact situation where, a commercial client, talked to us over the course of 4 years. We did probably 10 different proposals and site visits, everything. And then they said that they're going to go with a bigger company. And so they went with the bigger company. Bigger company failed to perform. So they fired them, meaning that they didn't do anything with the project because it's not a huge project, but it wasn't a small project either. So it's like right in between. Okay. And so then they hired another company. We're still here. Hey, bro. Yeah, we're still here. And the other company hasn't done anything. And I let them, my client know, the one that, told us we're not big enough or not good enough or whatever. Mm-hmm. They went, whatever it is. And we said, I'm sure you're aware because you listen to the podcast that January 1st starts the AB 2143. Which means that any commercial project or any project over 15 kilowatts, so over 27 solar panels, is subject to the prevailing wage. And what that means is it's subject to union scale wages. Yes. So that whatever you're paying now, you're going to have to add 40% onto it. And I got the blinky eyes of blink, 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 blink.
Oh, no.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And so they haven't heard anything, if anything's been filed for permits or PG&E or anything like that. But I said, well, might want to get on that. So hopefully
worth a call.
Worth checking in. And we've let all our commercial clients know that it's now or, be being 40% more just because. And our employees are going to love it. They're going to get paid a lot more. We'll know if we don't have any projects because it's going to be so much more expensive. So it's one of the, anywho, it's a whole thing for sure. But we'll see how it goes.
Oh my, okay.
But I also wanted to talk to you, my main thing, we're already almost done with podcasts, but the main thing I want to talk about was the new game changer electric vehicle. I'm sure you're aware.
Which one? Oh, the Cybertruck.
Incorrect. That one is, that one's just a fun,
it's bulletproof.
Fun one that looked like it was designed by a kindergartner, and if Tesla engineers actually designed it, I think they should. Anywho, no, the Chevy Equinox actually is coming out. It's an
I've
SUV.
Heard about this. Yeah.
Yes, this is a really big game changer because it's so low cost. So compared to other brand new cars that are in, you know, $50,000 to $150,000. So this electric vehicle, it's a really nice looking electric vehicle. It has all of the bells and whistles. We'll put a link to it in the notes, but you can get like almost the best, the very best one for $52,000.
Wow.
The entry level is like $30,000.
I like that too.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's really, really great that Chevy is making that huge commitment to electric vehicles. One of the neat things that this has, though, that other EVs do not is wireless charging. So you'll be able to, it's a pad that you just drive over. And so you plug that into, it's basically you drive, you don't have to keep plugging in the car every time you want to charge it up. So
that's pretty smooth.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm sure totally safe. Awesome. You can walk across it without getting your hair standing up or, oh boy.
Maybe, you know, you might grow a third head, but I think it's totally worth it. A third head, not even a second head.
All right.
A third. But yeah, that, so stay tuned. It's actually being released 2024, fall of 2024. And then the next one Toyota has announced is the solid state battery Toyota electric vehicle that they're saying has a 980 mile range.
Nice.
Which, whew, two big, so big, big ones. And then, you know, people who are getting all of these electric accessories and things for their home, heat pumps, electric vehicles, they all need solar because, as I mentioned right in the beginning, 25% increase with PG&E. Ouch.
Yes.
So we're gonna have to get creative in our energy production. Maybe every house will add a wind turbine in the near future. So that could happen as well. So we'll see. We'll see. Lots of stuff to unpack and as we proceed. But boy, as you see in this podcast, there's never a dull moment in solar. There's always way more than we can unpack in 1 week, but we'll wrap it up there and I'll have more content for next week.
All right. Thank you very much for spending another 10 minutes with us out of your week to learn more about solar. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there and Jamie will be sure to address it on an upcoming podcast. If you have a friend considering going solar, this would be a great podcast to refer to them because it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. And if you'd like to go check out a library of our past episodes, please feel free to do so. Go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and rejoice because we've done podcasts, I don't know what, Jamie, is this 5-6 years now? Woo! So Jamie has explored all your questions in previous podcasts. And if you would be so kind as to rate us 5 stars, give us 5 stars, por favor, anywhere you downloaded this podcast, we would love to see your comments and those 5-star reviews. Just keep them coming in. Until next time, everyone. See you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.